Okay. So let's begin. The title of the shiur is Na'aseh v'Nishma, what were we thinking? When we say Na'aseh v'Nishma, really, like, what was B'nai Yisrael thinking? If a Jew wakes up, is man hazeh? Right, just one way to frame the question. If a Jew wakes up, your child, your grandchild wakes up in the morning, and they say, I don't want to go to shul. You have to go to shul. Why? Because you're Jewish. You need to go daven. You know, you bar mitzvah, you have to go put on tefillin. Why do I have to do it? Why am I Jewish? So what's the answer? Because your parents are Jewish. Well, why are my parents Jewish? Because their parents are. If you go all the way back, right, B'nai Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'Nishma. And, you know, not to sound too offensive, but they kind of messed us over, if you think about it like that. We're known to be such logical, rational, you know, mindful people. We think things through. And all of a sudden, we just say Na'aseh v'Nishma, and it binds the Jewish people for eternity? So, that's one way of framing the question. Another way to frame the question is just like, why did we need to say Na'aseh and Nishma? And that's really what I want to deal with today. Meaning, what's the relationship between Na'aseh and Nishma? Right? Generally, we understand those to mean Na'aseh is we will do, Nishma we will listen or we will learn. So what's the relationship between the Na'aseh and Nishma? Maybe we could have just said Na'aseh. And before I get into the sources, most of this comes from this sefer over here, Mizmor LeDavid, written by Rav David Cohn, who's the Rosh Yeshiva in Hebron, in Israel. Okay, he's a fantastic Talmud Chacham, and his sefer is incredibly enjoyable. He connects all sorts of things. It's geschmack. And I have a friend in New York who pointed the sefer out to me, and so a lot of this, most of this is not me. I just want to preface with that. None of this is really my own ideas. This is, you know, from the Sefer, from my friend who shared extra ideas with me. But, okay, so let's focus on the question at hand. What's the relation? Why do we need to say Na'aseh v'Nishma? It's very bizarre. So if you look at source number one is from the Beis Halevi, or Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. And he says this is from Parshas Mishpatim. It's also found in the Hakdama to Shailos and Shuvos, to the Responsa. And he says as follows. I know a lot of it's in Hebrew, but I'll be translating. I'll try to read a little bit slowly, and I'll skip a little bit. So we know, Et har Sinai v'yikach sefer habris v'yikra ba'aznei ha'am v'yomru kol asher diber Hashem Na'aseh v'Nishma. We screamed out Na'aseh v'Nishma. And in Maseches Shabbos on Peches, the Gemara says, Darash Rav Simai b'shah shekdimu Yisrael Na'aseh l'Nishma yardu shishim ribo shal malachei ashari. 600,000 angels came down. V'kashru l'kol echad miYisrael shnei k'sarim, echad k'neged Na'aseh, ve'echad k'neged Nishma. 600,000 angels come down and they crown us. They crown every single Jew with two crowns, one crown for Na'aseh and one crown for Nishma. Okay? And he says we have to understand on the fifth or sixth line, V'yesh l'havin, omru b'sha shehekdimu v'lo omar b'sha she'omru Yisrael Na'aseh v'Nishma. Let's underline that word, hekdimu. He says, it seems like from the Gemara, it's specifically because we said Na'aseh and then Nishma, did we get crowned, right? The Gemara could have said, B'shasha Amru Yisrael Na'aseh and Nishma, but just when we said it. So specifically because we prefaced and we said Na'aseh and then Nishma, it seems like we were zocha to these crowns. U'muchach derak al yidei ha-hakdama zachu lehani shniktarim. It's only because we said Na'aseh and then Nishma, we got these two crowns. So what's going on here? V'nira li v'yuvan gamkein lama amru Yisrael Na'aseh v'Nishma v'lo Nishma v'Na'aseh. We could have also said Nishma v'Na'aseh. We will learn and then we will do. Right. So what's going on here? How does he explain it? D'hine isa b'zohar akadosh. I think quotes from the Zohar that Na'aseh, right? That's in quotes, meaning Na'aseh v'Nishma. Na'aseh is be'uvdin tavin. We will do. V'Nishma means the what? B'pizgamin da'oraisa, the words of the Torah. Hare, he's going to explain. D'Na'aseh heve kabbalah al kiyum ha-mitzvos. When we say Na'aseh Hashem, we will do, it's an unwavering commitment that we will follow the Torah, meaning we will perform all the mitzvos that we are commanded of. V'nishma, what's nishma represent? Heve kabbalah limud ha-Torah ha-kadosha. Not only will we perform the mitzvos, but we will what? We will learn Hashem's Torah.
Hashem's
Torah. Meaning, and what he points out, is that really we could have said one thing. We could have said Na'aseh, right?
We'll
we will do.
Okay.
Now, what do you need to do in order to perform the mitzvos?
You have to know them.
You have to know what it entails. You have to know how to wrap tefillin. You have to know how to shake a lulav. What an esrog is. You have to know, you know, what type of shofar you can use. All the Torah Shebaal Peh, all the Gemara, all the, again, Mishnayos, Gemara, Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha. We have to learn that in order to know what mitzvahs to do, in order how to perform the mitzvahs properly. So if we said Nasa, what would you have assumed? That Torah, to learn Torah, is included in the 613. And that would have been included, right? Says the Beis Halevi that there are two components of Torah. Meaning what? There's Torah. He says it's about, on the, in the right-hand paragraph, about 10 lines from the bottom, the first word on the line is Echad. Echad is Kedei Leida Heich Uma La'aso. Ve'im Lo Yilmod Heich Yichayim. If you don't learn Torah, you're not going to know what to do. So one component of Torah, one element of Torah, is learning al menas la'asot, in order to do, in order to perform the mitzvahs properly. Skipping a few lines, six lines from the bottom, it says in the middle of the line, yish od maila echad. There's an additional component of Torah, and that is that we learn for the sake of learning. And he explains, we're not really going to get so into this, but he says, when it comes to nashim, when it comes to women, Nashim bili mudam inam mikaimim shum mitzvos esei rakheve mavo lekiyam hamitzvos v'nimtza dehalimud etzlam hevi mivo lahatach l'shu kiyam hamitzvos. When it comes to women, we're not going to get so into this right now, separate topic, but this is the Beis Halevi, he's giving us his opinion here. Women don't have a chiv of Talmud Torah in and of itself. They learn in order to know how to perform the mitzvos. But he says men have an additional mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Aval ba'anashim, in the second to last line, have a halimud ga mitzvah bifnei atzmo, or mitzvahs esei la'atzmo, kemo hanachas tefillin, just like putting on tefillin, just like hearing shofar, just like shaking a lulav, we have an obligation to learn Torah. So says the Beis Halevi, when we said nasa and then nishma, it was saying that we're not just learning in order to perform the mitzvahs, but we understand that the experience or the learning Torah in and of itself is something precious, it's something that we do, and it's a mitzvah in and of itself, even if you're not going to necessarily perform a mitzvah. Right? There are many mesechtos that we learn in Shas, Mishnayos and Gemara, that aren't, at least right now, halacha lemaisa. They're not relevant, bizman hazeh. Right? We don't have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Karbanos, we don't have Tum and Tara, for the most part. Right? There are things that we learn about, but they're not relevant. So you can ask, why should we learn any of that stuff? Right, so there are many different answers. First of all, we apply lots of things. We extrapolate from different Gemaras. Right, that's, I think, number one. But number two also, even if it's not halacha lamaisa, there's still a significance, there's still an importance of learning it for the sake of learning Torah in and of itself, to understand what Hashem wants, to understand Dvar Hashem. So that's what learning Torah is. And says the Beis Halevi, that's what Nasa v'Nishma is. It wasn't just the Nasa, but it was the Nishma also. Meaning, above and beyond the performance of mitzvos, we're going to be learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah in and of itself. Okay? So we're going to list about three, maybe four ideas as to what does it mean, what's the relationship between Nasa and Nishma. The Beis Halevi says it's to realize that there's learning Torah bifnei atzmo, in and of itself. And it's not just the Beis Halevi who says this. Rav Kook says this as well. In source number two from Oros HaTorah, my friend pointed this out to me, Perek Ches Os Aleph in Oros HaTorah, Nasa v'Nishma, Hakdamas Nasa l'Nishma. Again, the fact that we said Nasa and then Nishma, Matzinas Hokeres HaTorah Mitzad Skulasa Helokis, meaning beyond the Maisa Mitzvah, as he explains, beyond the actions that we're doing, the Torah HaTohelas HaMaasit Shiyesh B'Limuda, beyond the learning to know what to do, there's the Torah in and of itself. Kikevan Shikvar, in the second to last line in source number two, Kikevan Shikvar Nemar Nasa, Hare Hakishor El Erech HaLimud HaMaasi, Hukvar Bechlau. We already spoke about learning in order to do. V'nishma mitzayin es a kishor el erech alibad hasaguli. When we say nishma, we understand that there's a significance, there's something precious in learning Torah in and of itself, regardless or irrespective of whether or not we're going to follow it up with a performance of a mitzvah. So that's idea number one. Related, but maybe a step further, is the Gra. The Gra writes in source number three from Adaras Eliyahu, that's a Sefer Ala Torah, Parshas Hazinu, right there at the beginning. Nasa v'nishma. What did we say when we said Nasa v'nishma? Source number three. Kineged. It's a little bit fuzzy, but I thought it'd be nicer to have the photocopies of the actual Svarim, so I tried to do that as much as possible. Kineged ha-mitzvos ha-miyuchadam l'guf amru na'asa. When it comes to the guf, when it comes to the physical
self of us being, we're in this world, we're in Olam Ha'asiya, we're in a physical world, so we have mitzvos. And mitzvos are mitzvos ma'asiyot, we have to do them, we have to perform them with our bodies, with our hands, whatever it may be. So that's all about the guf, that's what Nas is. V'negera Torah halimudis hamiyuchad lehaneshama v'haseichel amru v'nishma. Torah is intangible. It's maybe a little bit more esoteric. Torah is a little bit beyond us. It's the Seichel Elokis, the Maral and others talk about this, that it's beyond this world, and Hashem puts it in this world, right? And we're supposed to try to connect it and bring it into this world, which we'll get to in a little bit. But at its core, Torah is more spiritual, it's more elevated. So Torah is connected to the Seichel, the mind and the Neshama, intangibles. And Mitzvot, when we say Naaseh, that's all about the Guf, that's about the body, that's about being in a physical world, okay? And his Talmud says this as well, in source number 4, the Ber Yitzchak, Hagon Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says, if you go, you know, a few words into that first line, Ve'elu shtei itrin shel hadas. These are the two crowns that we got. We won't read it inside, but he says again, one is keneged the nasa, one's keneged the nishma. The nasa, that we will do is all about the guf. It's all about this world, aretz, and nishma is the Torah. That's the Seichel, that's the Neshama, that's more Shemayim, that's more esoteric, less connected, less grounded, let's say, in this world. And Rav David Cohn, in source number 5, this is a photocopy from the Sefer, explains, Ulam kishehekdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma, gilu shtei inyanim. When we say nasa l'nishma, we express to reveal two things. Aleph, number 1, Mashikosav Abeis Alevi, he's going to summarize for us, Shehatorah hi mitzvahs esse mitzad atzma, that Torah is its own mitzvah, and it's not just something that, it's not just the user manual. We're not just learning Torah to know what to do. But we're learning Torah because there's an importance, there's a mitzvah of just learning Torah. Beis, number 2. And this is based on the Gra. Daha Torah hi b'chlal acher. Torah is a world unto itself. V'inyan mitzad atzma. Totally, totally by itself. Uti'una kabbalah nifredas. It needs a separate kabbalah. Why? Sha'avodas ha-Torah ina ka'avodas shar ha-mitzvah she'hem ba'aretz. Torah is a totally different type of mitzvah. Not related to, or I don't want to say not related to, but totally different than the mitzvahs we have in this world. Ela pu'ulasa ba'shamayim mima'al v'inyana miyuchad la'hanashama ba'haseichel. Torah, again, we don't necessarily understand what this means, or I don't. The Sfarim talk about this, that when we learn that Torah has an effect on our neshamos, it has an effect on our mind, perhaps it makes an imprint on us, okay? It's not tangible, it's not recognizable. We don't necessarily know that, right? But it has an effect on a person. It has an effect. When you learn the Torah, and you learn it in the proper way, and you understand the sensitivities of the Torah, and you understand what the Torah is trying to convey in the different mitzvos, so that can have an imprint, it can impact someone. It can really impact someone else. So we see from here two things. We see one, again, the Beis Halevi, that it's not just the user manual. We're learning, because learning is important. Number 2, Torah is very much connected to Shemayim. It's connected to the Seichel, the mind and the heart, or the Neshama. It's a little bit beyond us. It's a little bit beyond the physical world, and it's more spiritual in nature. Okay, so that's idea number 1. Idea number 2, though, let's discuss. When it comes to Nasev and Ishma, so I always thought growing up, it's kind of like the guy who was you know, totally in love with the girl. And she said, you know, do you want to come with me on this trip? Or do you want to move with me to, I don't know, from New York to California? And he says, yes, I'll come. Before he exactly knows what he's getting himself into. He doesn't know what job he's going to have. He doesn't even know why she's going. He doesn't know where they're going to live. But he says, I'm in. Sign me up. I love you so much. We left Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out. We saw the Nisim of the Esther Makos. We saw Kriyas Yamsuf. We had the Mon, the Be'er, the Anan. And Hashem says, are you guys in? 100%, without asking any questions. Hashem, we're in. Parenthetically, what time is it? We have some time. There's a separate mahalach that I think is beautiful. I read it the other day. It's not really part of this year, but I think it's beautiful, so I'll share it anyway. So let's take a 2-minute timeout. Is that okay? Fine. We'll have to use the second timeout maybe also. Rav Soloveitchik says, again, Nasa v'nishma, we're going to do, and we will listen, and we bind it, Klal Yisrael, for eternity to this Torah. Any kid who wakes up is manazit, it's because his parents accepted it, his great-grandparents, all the way back to Matan Torah. So this is very bizarre, because first of all, we're very logical, rational thinking people. And we're very stubborn people.
The Torah says we're am kshei oref. We're stiff neck. We're very stubborn. So all of a sudden we say yes without thinking. So Rav Soloveitchik says you have to turn to the Kabbalistic works. But he says there's two ideas, or there are two notions. There's a Ratzon Elyon and a Ratzon Tachton. I don't know what these things mean. I'm just repeating, you know, not verbatim, but paraphrasing a little bit from the Sefer I read. Rav Soloveitchik says that the Ratzon Tachton is our logical, rational mind. Any decision we make that we think through thoroughly and we weigh the pros and cons, right, a little cost-benefit analysis. So that's the Ratzon Tachton. That's me thinking, is this worth it? Should I do it? Should I not? The Ratzon Elyon is when it's like your neshama talking, so to speak. It's yes, I'll do it. You're beyond any rational, logical thinking. There's no rationale anymore, and you're just going to do it. And he says there are several decisions in life that we tap into the Ratzon Elyon. Not frequently, but we do. Right? And he says one of them is when you decide to marry your spouse. Yeah, there are lots of cheshbonos that you might make. Right, there's thinking, oh, should we live here? Should we live there? How many children do we want to have? Does it make sense? Our families, right? Yada, 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 yada. But many people, at a certain point, they leave a date and they're like, I'm going to marry this girl. Okay, they have to think about all the cheshbonos. They have to talk to the parents. They have to talk to the future in-laws, whatever. But he made up in his mind, I'm marrying her. So Soloveitchik says, that's the Ratzon Elyon. You're just bursting forth, yes, I'm going to do it. She says, in Nasa v'Nishma, when we say Hashem will do it, before we understood what we were getting ourselves into, we're saying, Hashem, we're in. That was our neshamos. That was us bursting forth, saying, Hashem, we want whatever, we're buying whatever you're selling, we're in. Sign us up. So he says two things. He says, first of all, where do we see this notion in halacha? Right? Everything in Rav Soloveitchik's machshava, or his ashkafa, is based on its mavusis on halacha. So we need a paradigm in halacha. So he says, the paradigm in halacha, he gives a number of examples, but two of them would be hataras nedarim and shuva. Hataras nedarim, I took a neder in the middle of the year not to eat cookies anymore. Okay. And then later on, I come and I do hataras nedarim, whether it's in front of a bezdin, whether it's from the gadol, whatever, hilchos nedarim aside. He says, how does that work? You took a neder. You said you're going to, now you have to keep your word. So how can you possibly go and just undo that? So he says, because when you go to undo it, that's really your Ratzon Elyon talking. This is really my greatest desire. This is what I want. Please forget what I said before. Forget the nether I said. And let's be matir the nether. Allow me to go on living life normally. And he says the other paradigm we have is tshuva. We messed up. We sinned. We said something we shouldn't have. We did something we shouldn't have done. And now comes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur time, Elul. We're doing tshuva. How does that work? You know, imagine a guy goes to court. I killed the person, but I'm... Listen, Judge, Your Honor, I'm really sorry. Take a hike. What are you thinking? It doesn't make any sense. Tshuva's crazy. But what is tshuva? It's an expression of our Ratzon Elyon.
Well, even in halacha, you can't have tshuva for murdering somebody.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. Meaning you're still held liable, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, for sure. But Bein Adam L'Mako, meaning vis-a-vis Hashem, tshuva, you know, if we qualify, whatever area it is that we're doing tshuva for, right? So he says, that's a Ratzon Elyon Hashem. This is my greatest. This is what I really wanted. That wasn't me. This is really me. It's a Ratzon Elyon, says Rav Soloveitchik. And he points out, I think beautifully, when Hashem went to the nations of the world to ask them if they wanted the Torah, what did they say? Oh, they didn't say no. Or at least the Medrash doesn't record that. The thing that the Medrash records is that they asked, what's in it? Meaning what? What were they using? The Ratzon Tachton. They were like, well, does it make sense? Well, let's make a list of pros and cons. We'll call you back in a week after talking to, you know. Hashem says, once you're asking and once you're thinking, it's not for you. I need someone who's going to dive in, who says yes. And that's what Nasa V'Nishma is for Rav Soloveitchik. I thought that was a beautiful idea. So a little bit off topic, related, but parenthetical. Fine.
I don't want to be so anti this, but the fact of the matter is that B'nai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. They got tremendous gifts in order to get out.
Right.
If somebody says to you, I'll give you $10 million, just come with me, you're going to be apt to come with them.
I hear.
They got something, and therefore they were responsive. And going back to the other nations of the world, they didn't get it.
Okay.
So
it's a good kasha. Okay. We have to think about it.
The big payoff.
Okay. So again, not today's topic. It's a good question. Maybe next year's topic. We'll next year, Erev Shuas, we can talk about that. It's a good question. I don't know. I have to think about it a little bit more.
You're very pragmatic.
When did they say what's in it?
The Medrash records that Hashem went to all the nations of the world asking them if they want the Torah.
Right.
So the nations of the world said, well, what's in the Torah?
Right.
So Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, you can't do this, you can't do that. So they're like, you know, okay, not for us. So Rav Soloveitchik was saying that since they were using their minds, they were thinking logically or rationally, so Hashem said, it's not for you. I'm looking for someone who says, yes, I'm in, sign me up. Okay, not for now. But again, let's get back to the topic. So again, we quoted the Beis HaLevi to catch Moshe up a little bit. Good morning. How you doing?
Okay,
I'm not wearing my vest today, but I love your vest. I just want to let you know. I'm living vicariously through you. Fine. So we said the Beis HaLevi, and we quoted the Gra. Beis HaLevi said that it's not just learning in order to do, it's not the user manual, but there is an importance of learning Torah in and of itself. The Gra explains, and as Talmidim explain, that there's a notion of Shemayim Va'aretz, there's Torah and Mitzvos, there's Neshama and Guf, right? And there's things that are more, you know, intangible, esoteric, spiritual, and then there's the physical. Fine. Let's go to the next Shlav. Source number 6 is Avos Rabbi Nasan, the extension of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Chanina, this is from Perak Chaf Beis in Avos Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Kol Shema Asav Merubin Mei Chachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemes. Someone who has more actions than, let's say, wisdom, let's call it, so then his Chachma will last, it'll endure. It seems like you need to not just learn, but put it into action. If you don't actualize, materialize the Torah you're learning, so it's gonna, you know, you're gonna forget it maybe. How do we know this? Shinemar, it says at the end, Nasa v'nishma. We see here from the fact that we said Nasa first, and then Nishma, seems like we're prioritizing what?
The action,
the Nasa. Very good. However, in source number 7, Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis, Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenim, the tzaddikim are hanging out, Ba'aliyas Bayis, Nitze Balud, they're hanging out in an attic, learning Torah. Okay? Nish'ala She'ila Zo Bifnehem. So they threw out a question, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? What's more important, learning or actions, mitzvos? What would you say?
Action.
The action should be? We just saw from Avos Rabbi Nasan, the action should be better. Let's take a look inside. Nena Rabbi Tarfon, Maisa Gadol. So Baruch Shekivanta, you're in Rabbi Tarfon's camp. However, I hate to break it to you. Then Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, not so fast. V'amar Talmud Gadol. So Machlokes, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. So what did they say? Nene kulam v'amru, Talmud Gadol, she'talmud mevi lidei maisa. Talmud is better because it brings you to action. So what does that mean? Before we said, is this a contradiction? Is this a stira or not?
Because if you don't know what you're doing, what are you doing?
So you need to learn in order to do. So it sounds like for the first Mar Makom we saw, Shema Asav Merubin Mechachmaso, you have to have more actions than learning. And now we're saying Talmud is better. But why is Talmud better? Because it brings you to do actions. So what's
and also know why you're doing the action.
Okay, good, good.
I'm having a tough time today. I always say every morning, Ava Rachaman Rachim Aleinu Tein Belibeinu Lavin La'askil Lishmor Lilmod Lamed Lishmor La'asot Ulekayim Ekol Divrei Torah.
Beautiful. And we say Psach Libi B'Sor Secha Uve Mitzvah Secha Tirdof Nafshi. If you just want to be learning all day, I asked this to someone once. I said, he gave a shmooze on the importance of learning Torah and how Talmud Torah is better than anything else, and it's, you know, Kineged Kol Torah Kula. Right, it's equivalent to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So I said, why do we say? Yeah, I wasn't asking, you know, in an accusing fashion. I was curious how he understands the line. We say Psach Libi B'Sor Secha V'Mitzvah Secha Tirdof Nafshi. Right, open my heart to Torah and have mitzvahs chase after me. Give me opportunities to do mitzvahs. I'm like, if you really believe in the importance of Torah and the totality, centrality of Torah, whatever you want to say, so then why do you daven to do mitzvahs? Why should there be opportunities to do mitzvahs knocking at your door? Just let me send a base measure and learn. Don't bother me. So I'm with you. But he's still saying that Talmud is Gadol. We said it seems like from the first Maor Malkum that the Maisa is better. Now we're saying that Talmud is Gadol. But why is Talmud better? Because maybe it's maybe Lidei Maisa. So I would have thought just like you that there's no stira here. It's saying Talmud's Gadol, but learning is more important. Why? Only because now we can do. We can be Mekayim. It's called Divrei Samal Torah Secha. We can now perform. Right? We can fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah. I want to present it in a different way. I thought this was fascinating because this was not the standard, you know, Torah that I've seen on these Mara Makomos, on these Gemaras and the Mishnayos. So let's look at the Maharal in source number 8. The Maharal in source number 8 in his Drish Ala Torah quotes our Gemara, right? Kiddushin Mem Amid Beis. We'll skip a few lines. Let's go to the fifth line, last word on the line. Vikosha. V'chi b'shvil hu achana l'maisa v'hevi lidei kach yihyeh hu gadol. Right? It seems like Torah is a preparation for doing the mitzvahs. We have to know what to do. Talmud is better because it's mevi lidei maisa. You wouldn't know what to do, exactly as you said, right? You wouldn't know what to do if you didn't learn. So, but we're saying that the Talmud is better. It's greater. It's gadol just because of that. Right? V'chi haholich l'lmod. He continues here on the seventh line. Because you go to learn Torah, asher ha-halicha mevi'a gamkein lidei Talmud. So your halicha, you're going, you're walking to shul, brings you to learn. V'chi b'shvil kach tehe gadol bein Talmud gufei. You guys drove from your houses this morning, wherever it was Rogers Park, Wilmette, whatever it may be. So you're going to tell me that the drive here is greater than the learning we're doing right now? I'm not saying if it was, you know, just because it's my shir, if anyone's giving shir here today, right? But you're going to tell me that the drive over here is better because it brought you to learn? Does that make sense to you? The 10-minute drive, 15, whatever, 5-minute drive, wherever, it's greater? How can that be? Right? It doesn't make sense. So what does he say? Aval perish adavar, fourth to last line on the right-hand column. Ki Talmud lo shuhu hachana bilvad lamaisa. Talmud learning is not just simply a preparation for the actions. Rakshu atmo mutzi hamaisa lipoal. It enables, or it brings the mitzvah to life. What does that mean? He's going to explain. Ki Torah, second to last line. Ki Torah hi ha-haschala, it's the beginning. V'chol shihi haschala, anything that's the beginning. Gorim shiyatza gemar hapal, it enables this thing to come about. And imkein hi po'eles ba'atzmo, it is the thing itself. Meaning what? It enables it to happen. He says, what's greater, the seed or the plant that grows? What would you say?
It has to be the seed.
Why?
Because without the seed, there is no plant.
Oh, meaning it's enabling it to become a thing, become a plant, right? It enables it to become a reality.
Yeah, and, but without plant, you cannot have the seed. It's like the chicken
or the egg. Okay, fine. I hear that question. But let's see how he explains it. Take a look inside. Kimo hazera sheba hazra gorim. Now, second paragraph, left-hand side. Just like the seed that gets planted causes shiyatza gemar hapal, it causes the plant to come to life. Imkein, hi po'eles ba'atzmo. It is making it happen. Kimo, meaning the Torah is making the mitzvahs happen. Kimo hazera sheba hazra gorim shiyatza ha'anaf lefal. Just like the seed makes this plant come to life and have leaves and branches v'chulei. Let's skip to the fourth to last line, in the middle of the line. Period. Zehu, she'amar she'atalmud mevili de'maisa. What does it mean that Talmud is gadol? She'atalmud mevili de'maisa. Rotze lomar to mean she'atalmud ba'atzmo poel v'gomer gam ha'maisa. It enables the mitzvos to happen. Kasher yifal hazera hatzmicha ilan, just like a little seed can cause the blossoming of or the growing of a tree. Umitzad hazeh, and he explains another example. Roish ye talmud gadol ki leolam ha'av gadol mehatolda hayotzas mimenu. What's greater, the father or the son? So he says, well, the son wouldn't have existed without the father, right? That you need the parents in order for the child to exist. So necessarily, so you have to say that the parents are greater. So what does that mean that it enables it to come about? So Rav David Cohen in his Sefer here shows us one more Mara Makom. Let's just look at this and then we'll explain. Source number 9 from the Shlah HaKadosh. The Shlah says as follows. The Shlah says, again, he asks the same question. Ki ena kavana on the first line in the middle. Ki ena kavana de Talmud mevi lidei maisa. Al derech lo am ha'aretz chasid, like we're saying that you can't perform any mitzvahs if you're an amaretz, if you don't know any Torah, so then how can you do anything? We don't want to say that. Demikoach shalomid yodei ma'lasot, and we're learning in order to do, that's not our way of thinking. He doesn't want to say that. He says, deha inenu, a little bit of musr, but he says, deha inenu ro'os, we see with our own eyes, kam inyanim shiyodim b'nei adam shu aser va'over na'lav. There are many mitzvahs we've learned about, right? And we still transgress.
Well, you can do can do mitzvahs without learning about mitzvahs.
Oh, okay.
If you see a little old lady standing on the street corner,
good.
You don't need to be taught.
Correct.
To help her cross the street.
I'm with you.
So that first line that says that you need to learn to do mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So both, meaning, I think both of you guys are correct. Meaning, what you're saying is you can perform mitzvos without learning. Right. And what he's saying is there are many people who learn and don't perform mitzvos. That's what he's saying. So you're coming from both ends, right? I think you're saying a similar idea, just the flip side of it, the other side of the coin. So look where it's bolded, because he has a different take that I thought is a little bit, I don't know, a different take on it, which I thought was an interesting explanation of the Gemara. He says as follows, Ela HaKavana, where it's bolded. Sha'achid ba machma sachomer. Okay, what does that mean? He says when it comes to doing averos, so what's the cause, what's the source of our averos? Why do we do averos? We have a little guy in us, maybe on one shoulder. For me, sometimes he's on both of my shoulders telling me what to do. Okay, we have a Yetzer Hara. And we live in a physical world, and the Yetzer Hara is telling us to enjoy Olam Hazeh. You know, give into that taiva, give into that temptation, enjoy this pleasure, enjoy that. And sometimes those things are over the line, and I shouldn't be enjoying those things. So what do? When we minimize, when we diminish the Yetzer Hara that's within us, so then what's going to happen? So we're not going to be pushed in the wrong direction. And then what's going to happen? Where will we be pushed? We have a Yetzer Tov. And the Yetzer Tov is going to be telling us to what? Do mitzvos. So he says, V'hine mikoach ha-talmud, toshia misgaber ha-seichel. The more one learns Torah, so the more they conquer the Yetzer Hara. And when we conquer the Yetzer Hara, what are we able to do now? Mitzvos. So we're not just learning, like the Beis Levi said, because it's important to learn on its own. We're not learning because it's a user manual. Right? This second approach is saying that Nasta V'Nishma, or Gadol Talmud, should Talmud maybe lidei Maisa. What does it mean that Torah brings us to do Maisim Tovim? It's not just that we're learning, you know, the instructions to know what to do, but when one learns Torah, it has a transformative effect on the person, on the Lomid, whoever is learning. And when it transforms us, it makes us holier people, more connected people, whatever it may be, and we're going to be looking for opportunities to do mitzvos. And when you walk out of a shiri, when you walk out of a Beis Medrash, whatever it may be, so you feel a little bit more, I don't know, elevated maybe. And that doesn't mean you're going to run to another shir, but maybe that means you're going to look for an opportunity to do another mitzvah. Or if that, you know, mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi, we have an opportunity to do mitzvah now. It's knocking at the door. So maybe we'll open the door. Maybe we'll be more inclined to do that mitzvah now. And so that's what the Shla, explaining the Maharal, again, this is from the Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, he explains this notion of Nasa V'Nishma, that there are two components. There's the doing mitzvahs, and then there's Talmud. And not just Talmud b'fnei atzmo, to learn because it's important to learn, but he says there's an extra benefit of learning, and that is what? That it diminishes or minimizes our Yetzer Hara. And when we diminish our Yetzer Hara, so what are we able to do now? We're able to get back to the Nasa. It may be lidei maisa. It'll help us perform more and more mitzvos. So that's approach number two. Okay? So we have quick chazara. We have Beis Halevi. Right? Always have to chazar. Beis Halevi. It's important to learn in and of itself, not just as a hachana. The Gra said that it's connecting Shemayim Va'aretz, Neshama and Guf, Torah and Mitzvos. Good? Now we're saying the Maharal and the Shla, they want to say that Talmud Gadol, Shetalmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, that the Torah is what enables the Mitzvos to come about. And how so? Explains the Shla, that when we minimize our Yetzer Hara, so now we're able to do Mitzvos, because we have no one preventing us from doing those Mitzvos. Good. Now, track number 3 or 4, you with me?
I need a chart.
You need a chart. I should have brought in a whiteboard. I'm sorry. That's why I keep chazming. I want to be clear. We have steps here. Source number 10 and 11, we have a new track. Okay? This is from the last shmooze that the altar of Slobodka gave in the Slobodka yeshiva before he died. And he's talking about our issue. Talmud Gadol, in source number 10, Shemevi Lidei Maisa, what does that mean? Adam halo meid almanas lasos, when a person learns Torah in order to do, right, maybe even as an instruction manual, it's not clear. So we see it brings the person, and now your maisa is greater because of your learning. Okay? What does this mean? It's not pshat shelimid haTorah hu hechsher v'hachana greida l'maisa hana'ala min alimud. Meaning it's not just it's simply an instruction manual. We have to know what to do. But it's a step further than that. Ela shahamaisa hu mahus shel Torah. When one learns Torah before they perform that action, when you learn about Arba Minim, before you shake your Arba Minim, before you buy your you know, Lulav and Esrog, if you learn about a shofar before, excuse me, you blow shofar, right? If you learn about Achilas Matzah, or you learn about Bedikas Chametz before you go ahead and perform those acts, so it's not just that now you know what to do, but the mitzvah that you're doing takes on a whole new identity. And it becomes a chefza shel Torah. The mitzvah that you're doing, the action that you're doing isn't just a mitzvah, but it's infused with Torah, right? So now, how's that different? So Vern said, you can go help the old lady on the street corner, and that's a mitzvah. That's a great thing to do, right? But if you learn about the importance of doing chesed, right, not just out of, let's say, the social, moral, ethical, you know, reasons to do chesed, but that Hashem is trying to imbue us with a sense of sensitivity and recognizing the importance of chesed and being altruistic people and helping anyone who needs help, so then that action that you're doing is a significantly greater action in terms of how it connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're saying, I understand this is what Hashem wants me to do, and I understand the mitzvah that I'm doing now is infused with Torah, and I understand why we're doing it. And again, not just on the instruction manual level, but understanding what it means for me as a Jew living in this world to do mitzvos. And he says, look where it's bolded, two lines down, Kach ga maisa kiyum mitzvah, shehu mimusha shel Torah, hu Torah atzma. The action that you're doing, the mitzvah that you're doing, becomes Torah. Ve'in doma kiyum mitzvah, shel Yehudi hamakayim es mitzvah, rak mikoach yediaso es chovaso, v'kayim es mitzvah. You know to put on tefillin in the morning, so when you put on tefillin, shkoyach, right? You get, put it on the checklist. That mitzvah that you do is qualitatively different when you understand. He says the next line, "B'chol prateha v'dikto keha shel ha-mitzvah u'mekayim es ha-mitzvah l'fi yedi also es ha-torah v'hofech v'zekim ha-mitzvah l'chefsu shel Torah." When you learn all about the given mitzvah, that mitzvah becomes qualitatively different. When we do it, so the mitzvah is transformative now. It transforms into an action of Torah, not just a good deed or not just something we're supposed to do. And let's take a look. We'll skip 11 and 12. Look at source number 13. Rav Dessler says this as well. Rav Dessler writes in Michtav Meliyahu, one of the first Sfarim I started learning in high school that got me, you know, super excited about learning Torah. So he writes in the third volume, I learned it in Israel in the summer in NC Swaikola with the counselor John Lubet. I have a lot of Hakar Satov. We learned the first volume. Source number 13. Second to last page. So he writes.
I got it. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Acher kach, kisha adam davak b'torah. When a person's connected to Torah, zoch hu od. It's not just you're doing a mitzvah, but sheor haTorah nichnas u'mispashed b'chol ma'asav. That the action that you do, the mitzvah you do, is permeated. It's infused with Torah, with the light of Torah. Kol ma'isa sheose yihi echader me'or toraso. The action that you're doing is totally, totally filled with the Or of Torah. And the mitzvah the Torah transforms the mitzvah that you're doing, and it creates this connection with you and Hashem, and it's filled with Or now. So let's just go back 1 second to source 11 and 12. Let's go back one page. This is from the Gra in Yishayahu, or Yishayah Aleph Beis. He says, "Ha'inyan hu ki ha'adam nechlak l'shtayim." We have two parts to us: haguf asher ba'aretz yisodo v'hanefesh asher mishamayim ima'al. We have the guf, which is this world; it's physical, and we have the nefesh, we have a neshama. U'keneged shnei chelkei haTorah, and they're what? They correspond to the two parts of Torah: Torah asher ba'shamayim. Excuse me. V'hamitzvah asher ba'aretz. The Torah is in shamayim, and that connects to the neshama. V'mitzvah asher ba'aretz. That connects to the guf. Ha'adnim b'kiyumo ha'torah v'ha'mitzvos. When we do Torah and mitzvos, what are we doing? We're mechaber shemayim v'aretz. We connect this world and the upper world. We live in this world, right? Hashem put us in this world. But when we do what we're supposed to do, when we learn Torah and we perform mitzvos, we're taking these two worlds and we're bringing it closer. We're bringing Hashem into this world. We're filling this world. We're filling our actions with His Or. And we're bringing Him into this world. So what happened at Maimed Har Sinai? and then we'll bring it home. At Maamad Har Sinai, in source number 15, with a few minutes left, the famous Gemara here, we won't read it inside, but the Malachim say to Hashem, listen, you're going to give it to this guy? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemaim to get the Torah, and they're like, it's Basar V'Dam, flesh and blood, take a hike. This isn't for you, this is the Torah. So what does Hashem say to Moshe? It's pretty wild. Hashem says, Gemara says, Amar lo kadosh baruch Moshe, nu, hechzer lehem tshuva. Tell him, Moshe, why am I giving you the Torah? And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Malachim, well, did you guys, Hashem says, Enochi Hashem Elokecha in his Torah, Asher Otzei Zicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Were you guys enslaved in Mitzrayim? No. Okay. Well, it also says to not worship other gods. Do you guys live in a world where people are worshiping other gods? No. Right? Kibud Av V'Em, do you guys have parents to honor? No. You know, don't take a shvu'a shav, act honorably in business. Do you guys do business? Masav Matan? No, we don't do any business. And Moshe goes on. And he says, you know, lo sinof, lo sirtzach, don't kill, all these things. Lo sachmod, do you guys have kino? Do you guys have yitzer hara? Do you guys have jealousy? No. Well, then the Torah is not for you. And what happens? Gemara says, miyad hodu lo kadosh baruch hu. And Hashem says, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. That's why I'm giving Moshe the Torah and not you, the Malachim, the Torah. It's a very bizarre Gemara. Like, what were the Malachim thinking? If they know what the Torah is and they know what's in the Torah, so they know that we have 613 mitzvahs. So what were they thinking?
What were the Malachim thinking?
So in source 16 and 17, there's a pretty wild idea. You ready? This is awesome. Brings it home. It's based on the Ramban in his Hakdam, in his introduction to Torah. Moshe, listening? You ready? This is good. I promise, okay? The Ramban at the beginning of the Torah says that the Torah, the whole entire Torah with all its letters, is the Shem. It says Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the name of God. It's the word of God. And he says below Pisuk HaTevos. If you don't break up the words in the Torah, so it's the name of God. I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you what he says. And if you look in source number 16, the Ribaz tells us, he says, V'ish lahakshos, he's going to ask our question. V'chi ha-malachim lo hayu yodim ha-tshuva zo? They knew what was in the Torah. Elamai is l'chala me'mar, what do you have to say? Shehim hayu korim b'torah kriya acheres, ruchnis, below pisuk tevos, al derech shemosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim are reading the Torah without pisuk ha-tevos. They weren't breaking it up into words, and they just saw it as Shem Hashem. They didn't break it up into words. And when you break it up into words, so then on the second to last line in the middle, kriya acheres gashmut, then you have a different type of read. Al derech pisuk tevos binyanei b'nei adam. And it's a way that people can understand it, and how people internalize the Torah, and how we learn the Torah, and how the Torah comes to life. And how is that? Bituma v'tahara, right? Impurity, impurity. Isir v'heter, permitted and prohibited things. Potter v'chayiv, exempt and obligated. V'kol shar dineha. And all the other dinim, all the other laws of the Torah, when you break it up, right? When you break up the Torah, when you realize that we have a physical world and we have mitzvos that apply in this world, so then it's totally different. The malachim are only interested in what? They were only interested in the ruchnias. They were only interested in the Torah shibo. They only wanted to learn Torah. They weren't interested in any of the actions, any of the mitzvos, performing anything. They wanted to stay up in Shemayim. But what's the point of the Torah and mitzvos? Again, to connect Shemayim va'aretz, the neshama and guf, Torah mitzvos, they all go hand in hand. And it's creating this beautiful, I don't know, dichotomy, whatever you want to call it, this connection between Torah and mitzvos, between Shemayim and aretz. And this is what the Gra writes in source number 17 as well.
What is the shape like between our brain and our body?
Yeah.
You know, the brain guides our body to do the right things in life.
Right.
And not to take a negative, right?
So I skipped the source, but in source, we won't look at it now, but I'll tell you outside. In source number 14, the Sefer Tal Yechayim, written by Rav Chaim Kohn, a Jew in Israel, they call him the Chalban. Milashon, Chalav. What's a Chalban?
Korban?
Chalban.
Chalban is to destroy.
No. Chalban. Milashon Chalav. A milkman. Okay, there's this Jew.
Chalban,
yeah. If you Google him, Chaim Cohen HaChalban. He looks like... Purple shirt, blue shirt, buttons open, a Kangol hat.
It's like Tovia the milkman.
He's a Kabbalist. And like the Gedolim hold of him. He's a huge Talmud Chacham. If you saw, he's a milkman. He mamish has a dairy farm. He delivers milk and cheese. He makes this stuff. Okay, but he has Svarim and they're wild. So he talks about how we have an neshama and a guf. And he talks about there's Torah and there's mitzvos. And there's this or Elyon, this great or, this great light of the Torah. And it permeates the mitzvos. And the Torah can't exist without what? Without mitzvos. It's just like the neshama can't exist without the guf, like you're saying. We have a guf, right? We're in a physical world. Imagine if we didn't have bodies. He says Hashem wouldn't have sent neshamos into this world. It needs a kli, it needs a vessel to reside within. He needs us to have a guf. He needs the mitzvos. He needs aretz. And our job in this world is what? To bring the or and help spread that or through everything that we're doing. That's the goal in this world. And what the malachim want? Malachim just wanted the Torah. They just want to sit up in Shemayim, stay in the base measure, Shemayla, and learn all day long. And not do any of these mitzvos. And not bring the or into everything they're doing. In source number 18, this is a quote from the Sefer. And this brings it all together. Vizehu ha'inyin. We said Nasa before Nishma. Demivuar, where it's bolded. The Hanasa Nitzrach Bishvil Hanishma. The doing Nitzrach Bishvil Hanishma. It's needed for the Torah. The Torah Tzricha Hakdama Shel Maisim. The Torah needs actions in this world. Dulule Hamaisim. If we didn't have actions, Eina Torah Shalanu Torah. The Torah is not a real living Torah. We need the Torah to be living, and it lives through our actions. However, on the flip side, Vim Hamaisim Inam Lefi Erech HaTorah. But if you do actions and they're not in accordance to the Torah, Eina Torah Miskayemes, then the Torah is not going to endure. The Torah is not going to be there. There will be no Torah. The Ein Inyan Klal B'Torah Shein Ima Maisim Hashavim Ima Chachma. The actions that we do need to be in accordance with the Torah. We need to make sure our guf, so to speak, is on the same, speaking the same language, on the same level as our neshama, in order for the neshama to really spread through, in order for the or to spread through the guf, right? In order for the or of Torah to spread through our actions, the maisim need to be in accordance with the Torah. And that's the relationship between Torah and mitzvos. We see that what? Let's quickly chazer. What do we say to the Beis HaLevi? The Beis HaLevi said it's all about Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. As its own mitzvah, learning Torah, it's important. We saw the Maharal and the Shlah, who said, Gadol, Talmud Gadol, Talmud maybe the day Maisa. An interesting approach, but he said that when we conquer the Yetzer Hara, we enable mitzvos, right? We'll be able to do more and more mitzvos, because we don't have the Yetzer Hara preventing us from doing mitzvos. And we see from the Altar of Slobodcha, and we see from Rav Dessler, that Talmud Gadol, Shetalmud Mevi Li Dei Maisa, when you learn Torah, it's not just the user manual, but now your action, the mitzvah that you're doing, is transformed into an action of Torah, because it's permeated with Torah. And we see that's our job in this world, to share or to spread the light of Torah into everything we're doing. For our personal lives, when it comes to our neshama and guf, to spread the light of our neshama into our guf. When it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, to spread the light of Torah into what? Into the mitzvahs that we're doing. Shemayim va'aretz, bring Shemayim down, bring the Or Elyon, bring the Ziv HaShechina, bring Hashem into this world and spread His light throughout the world. And that's what we're doing on Shavuos, because we understand the importance of Torah and mitzvahs and the need for both of them. That's why we say Nasa v'Nishma. We need both. We need to be learning and we need to be doing mitzvahs. And I just want to finish off with something beautiful. The Shlah writes, my friend pointed this out to me, in source number 19, and we'll read it inside, but the Yontif of Shavuos is greater than any other Yontif. We have a mitzvah of Simchas Achag, Simchas Yomtiv. We have to enjoy ourselves. But the Simcha, the joy of Shavuos, is greater than any other Yomtiv. Why? Because what happened at Matan Torah? What did we get? That first source? What were placed on our heads? We got a crown. And every single year, this repeats. We're not just remembering what happened, we're living in it. The Torah is Nitzchi, the Torah is eternal. Lador Vador, every single generation, we're being crowned. Says the Shlah that the Simcha of Shavuos is greater than any other Chag. Why? Because we're getting the Keser HaTorah. And that's why, in the last source, number 20, from the Chalban again, the milkman, Shlita, Reb Chaim Kohn, he says what? That there's no mitzvah on Shavuos. Go every single Yontif. Rosh Hashanah, we have mitzvos. Yom Kippur, we have mitzvos. Sukkot, we have mitzvos. Pesach, we have mitzvos. Even Chanukah and Purim, we have mitzvos. Shavuos, is there any specific mitzvah of the Yontif?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Besides cheesecake, what else do we do? We learn. We try to stay up all night. If we can't, we can't. Maybe try to stay up during the day. and we learn Torah. That is what we're doing, because we understand that we received the Keser of Torah. We understand that Torah is so important for our mitzvos, that they enable us to do more mitzvos, and the Or of Torah permeates our mitzvos. I hope that was a little bit enjoyable. Hope us go into Yontif, a little bit of Simchas Yontif already, and I wish everyone a Chag Sameach.